Hey there, welcome to our podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that can be stressful for anyone involved evictions.
That's right. Specifically, we're focusing on how the eviction process works in Lafayette Parish, Louisiana. Let's get into the details to help both landlords and tenants navigate this complex process with a bit more ease.
So, the first thing to understand is that in Louisiana, an eviction is formally called a rule for possession. This step only comes after landlords provide a proper written notice to vacate. Now, depending on the reason for eviction, the type of notice can vary.
Exactly. The most common reason for eviction is non-payment of rent, which requires a 5-day notice to vacate. If rent isn't paid, or the tenant doesn't move out, landlords can take further action by going to court.
Correct. And it's important that this notice is delivered properly. It can be given in person, posted on the door, or sent via certified mail. Oh, and a lot of lease agreements in Louisiana might actually waive the tenant's right to this 5-day notice. It's crucial to check the lease agreement because this can change the course of action significantly.
Once the notice period expires, and if the tenant hasn't paid or moved out, the landlord can then file a rule for possession with the court. This is where things start getting serious, because the court process involves setting a date and serving the tenant with the lawsuit.
Yes, the court hearing is the next big step for both parties. They'll both need to appear in court where the judge will listen and make a decision. If the landlord wins, a judgment of eviction is issued, stating that the tenant must vacate the property.
And in cases where the tenant still doesn't leave, landlords can request what's called a writ of possession. This allows a sheriff or constable to physically remove the tenant and their belongings, something no one wants to see, right?
Certainly not. These procedures apply not just in Lafayette, but also nearby areas like Acadia Parish, Street Landry Parish, and beyond. Legal processes are universal across the state, but local court nuances can differ slightly, which is always important to note.
For anyone finding themselves in this situation, it's crucial to stay informed and understand your legal rights. Ignorance can make a difficult process even more challenging.
Before we wrap up, remember, this discussion doesn't replace solid legal advice. Laws can get intricate and change frequently, so consulting a professional is a wise step.
Absolutely. Being informed is empowering, but having an expert by your side can make all the difference.
Thanks for tuning in today. We hope this information was helpful, wherever you might find yourself in this process.
Take care, everyone, and make sure you handle any legal matters with the care and due diligence they deserve. Until next time.